Mr. Vice President, dear delegates, I would like to briefly address some of the questions and recommendations that were posed by the member states. Regarding hate crime in general, Czech criminal law penalizes hate speech and other hate crimes. The prosecution of prejudiced hatred is possible in Czech criminal law in three ways. Firstly, there are specific criminal offenses in which the motive of prejudice is an integral part of the offense. From 2022, the distribution of material used to promote a movement aimed at suppressing human rights and freedoms is newly explicitly criminalized. Secondly, for some offenses, prejudicial motivation is a circumstance that conditions the imposition of a higher penalty rate. Thus, a racially motivated attack may also be assessed as a qualified murder, bodily harm, deprivation or restriction of personal liberty, etc. Thirdly, the commission of the offense on the grounds of national, racial, ethnic, religious, class, or other similar hatred, or other particularly reprehensible motive, is a general aggravating circumstance, and therefore also justifies the imposition of a higher sentence in a particular case. Regarding the extension of the list of explicitly protected characteristics to other groups of persons, the offense of incitement to hatred against a group of persons or to restriction of their rights and freedoms contains an indicative, that is non-exhaustive, list of protective groups, which concludes with the term other group of persons. The essential condition for this offense is that it targets a particular group of persons because of their common characteristics. Such a characteristic may include a sexual orientation, gender identity, or any other marker. The legislator has chosen this approach of a non-exhaustive enumeration, whereby it does not list the groups against which it is possible to commit incitement to hatred, precisely to avoid the possibility that any of them will be omitted. According to the Supreme State Prosecutor's Office, there has been a slight decline in the number of prosecutions for hate crimes in recent years. Many hate speeches are then committed in virtual space. Here, too, they are prosecuted. We register a number of convictions, for example, in cases of racist comments on the internet, offensive texts addressed via social networks, emails, or comments under news server articles to representatives of minorities or other social groups. Regarding specialization, the police of the Czech Republic has specialists in the criminal police and investigation service trained to detect and assess hate crimes. Police officers and prosecutors can use a set of procedures for investigating hate crimes with specific steps in the most common situations. A methodological tool regarding online and offline hate speech has been prepared. On the 1st of January this year, a new specialized police unit with national competence was established, the National Headquarters for Counterterrorism, Extremism and Cybercrime. At all levels of the prosecution system, prosecutors specialize in hate crimes. Internal guidelines require prosecutors to pay particular attention to determining the motive of the perpetrator when supervising hate crime cases. A training program for prosecutors on hate crime is also provided by the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights. Regarding the strategic and conceptual documents and their implementation, a concept for combating extremism and prejudicial hatred was created for the years 2021 through 2026 and is elaborated in two-year action plans. An annual report on extremism and prejudicial hatred is then produced each year. A new national strategy for combating anti-Semitism is also currently being prepared. And finally, regarding the compensation and financial assistance to victims, where the offense has caused bodily injury or material or non-material harm, the victim may seek monetary compensation from the offender, and the victim may also seek the recovery of unjust enrichment obtained by the defendant at the expense of the victim by the offense. Compensation will be decided by the court in criminal proceedings against the perpetrator at the victim's request. An injured party who has been awarded a claim for compensation in criminal or civil proceedings may apply to the Ministry of Justice for satisfaction of that claim from the proceeds of a financial criminal sanction if it has been imposed on the perpetrator by court. Victims are also entitled to financial assistance if they have suffered a bodily injury as a result of the offense or are the survivors of persons who have died as a result of the offense. Monetary assistance, which is a special type of social benefit in that it serves to overcome the deteriorated social situation caused by the victim's criminal offense is provided by the Ministry of Justice up to a specified amount. Thank you very much.